Good morning and welcome to Word on Wine Review, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Polewski. Joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Always nice to see you.
Always nice to see you.
Let us review some wine, because that's what we do. Exactly. So otherwise, Mark Malinowski wonder, what are they doing? So I will tell you. Let us start with an Arnaiz from California. This was from the Santa Ynez Valley. This was the 2010 Palmina Honea Arnaiz, and this was a $23 bottle of wine. It was interesting because the alcohol was very much beautifully integrated into this, and it was 14%, which is high. Nice body, solid. It was not floral on the palate, although you found it floral on the nose, and I think you're right. I like this. It wasn't your typical Piemonte Arnaiz. It didn't have sort of that lacy, pretty thing to me, but I thought it really was a nice wine.
So many times when we taste a California version of an old world wine, it's sort of like that wine on steroids, just bigger and fruitier and just bigger in every way, really. And this was really nicely refined. I love it. I got almonds and a little bit of candied fruit on the nose. I actually did get a little bit of floral on the palate, but it was really nice and dry, a little bit of orange rind to enliven it. I thought it was a lovely wine.
And if you said California Arnaiz, I'd think big and blousy like the California Viognese, and that wasn't the case, and I was nicely surprised.
Well, and it's a little hard to find California Arnaiz. There are a few wineries that make it. Sagazio is another one that comes to mind, but it's not like you're going to find 10 of these on the shelf of your local wine store.
Fair enough. And worth, I think, looking into. On the red side of the spectrum, the 2011 Miccarone Montepulciano d'Abruzzo.
One really is from Italy.
It really is from Italy. Touché. And this was soft, fruity, super nice pizza wine, good for dinner wine, good Wednesday wine, Tuesday wine, Thursday wine. And this is just a good solid example of what it's supposed to be.
I like this. It was fruity without being too concentrated or too jammy. Really soft berry, little cherry cough drop, but very, very nice. As you say, any day of the week is fine this D'Abruzzo, Montepulciano D'Abruzzo, that's actually from Italy.
There you have it. So one imposter from California and one Montepulciano D'Abruzzo from Italy. And that's what we did this morning. We reviewed wine, Mark Malinowski. Just pay attention. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Polewski.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers. Bye, Mark.